Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., and with me is Ty St. Julian. We have a special program for you today called The Queen's Delight. It's a program of 17th century English ballads and dances and features the ensemble called The King's Noise. A lot of these pieces are by that well-known composer Anonymous. I think we start off with quite a few.
Yes, we do. We start with four Anonymous compositions. The first, The Happy Meeting, then Boatman, followed by Trip and Go, followed by Barbara Allen's Cruelty, and finally, William Byrd, Preludium.
Thank you. be printed in his face, and sorrows in him dwelling, then little better shall he be for bonnie Barbara Allen. So slowly, slowly she got up, so slowly she
the corpse of coming.
William Byrd's Preludium, performed there by the King's Noise, and we began with four anonymous pieces. Very interesting titles on this particular CD album called The Queen's Delight, 17th Century English Ballads and Dances. And again, the King's Noise, this is a 1996 recording of theirs. I'm not sure whether they're still in business. I cannot find anything on the internet about them performing recently. But the performers on this recording, Ellen Hargis is the soprano, Jane Starkman on viola, David Douglas is the director and plays violin, Robert Mealy on the violin and viola, Emily Walhoot on bass violin, and Scott Metcalf on viola. So it is a string ensemble, and they are joined on a few of these pieces by that famous lutenist today, Paul Odet.
We have more music coming up. First by Henry Stoning, Browning My Dear, which is a piece that I like very much. Then my famed anonymous composer, Hollis Berry, following that, Newcastle. Then Newmarket, and one of my favorite pieces, Now, Oh Now, I Needs Must Part, to the tune of John Dowland's The Frog Galliard, cittern arranged by Thomas Robinson. And finally, we have John Baldwin, Cocko As I Me Walked.
Thank you.
And six more selections from our CD of the day, The Queen's Delight. This means, obviously, Queen Elizabeth I's 17th century English ballads and dances. And again, the King's Noise is the ensemble performing this music.
We have more music for you. One by that famed anonymous, the piece Wilson's Wild. Then by John Marchant, Walsingham. Then we have three anonymous compositions. Then more anonymous, Begone Sweet Night, Strawberries and Cream, and The Queen's Delight.
Thank you.
And ending with a piece which is actually the name of our program today, The Queen's Delight. And again, the performers were the ensemble called The King's Noise. Ellen Hargis was the soprano, David Douglas was the director, and the lutenist guest was the famous top lutenist today, and that's Paul Odette. And I'm sure if Queen Elizabeth I was here, she would have enjoyed it.
And I'll bet she would have looked absolutely glamorous and gorgeous with whatever she was wearing. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Continuum. We look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.
Justice hath her sight.